The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Yeah, it's good gospel passage for the feast. Of course, we celebrate the feast of Saint Luke today, the great evangelist. You know, Saint Luke, the proclaimer of the gospel of King Jesus, right? And I think it's always significant when we look at the evangelist to think about what the gospel is, and we hear words thrown around like evangelism or evangelization. And the more you use those words, the less you get what they mean. The euangelion was the proclamation of kingship, the proclamation of, say, imperial victory in battle, right? So one party is proclaimed victor over another. And that means then that there will be a new rule coming to you. Right, and the ambassadors of the newly established king, by virtue of his defeating his enemies in battle, would go out with that proclamation of his kingship and say, good news, we have a new king. And of course, it's not always good news. So, of course, when it's Jesus being proclaimed as king, it is always good news, even though some people may experience it as otherwise. But when you say, when we hear then in the documents of the church, and many of these I'm reviewing for presentation I have coming up, actually, is to say, you know, evangelizing the church is the evangelizing force of the kingship of Christ in the world, and the school, right? The Catholic school is a means of evangelization. You say, well, okay, well, great, but what does that mean? What does it mean to proclaim the kingship of Christ here and to have this be, you know, a vehicle for the proclamation of Christ's kingship ad extra, right, to the world? And then what does it mean for even this school to participate in the evangelizing mission of the church? And really, it has to be that. Yeah, it's the proclamation of the kingship. What does it mean? It means that first and foremost, you have to have hearts submitted to the kingship of Christ, right? I mean, you have to have people gathered who understand that, yeah, okay, it's not simply that I'm part of an evangelizing mission. It's that the proclamation of the gospel of Christ Jesus came to me. So it was proclaimed to me and I received it. Yeah, so it's this sense of, okay, yeah, there is a new king in town. I submit myself to him whole and entire. And then I'm going to live so as to advance his rule in the world. That's the kind of broad scope or context of evangelization. And it's interesting when we reflect on those themes, you think of the gospel authors themselves who are, say, primary proclaimers of the gospel. You have in there any number of ways that the gospel is proclaimed. Yeah, so you have, you know, here we take this little snippet from the gospel of Luke, you know, on his feast day. Why not, right? Might as well. And he's sent, and Jesus is sending the 72 out ahead of him in pairs, two by two. And they're to go out without any, say, material attachments, but also their going is a matter of their becoming detached from any other kind of say, end or I don't know, say story point worship in their life, right? So they're to divest themselves of property, money, riches, whatever. But they're also not to act so as to gain popularity, and they're not going for the sake of their own comfort or pleasure, right? The narrative is the narrative of the kingship of Christ. It must be proclaimed. And as they go, they're going with nothing, right? They're not asking for anything except to be sustained by the people who are receiving them. But they're going out to give, right? They're to give what they have received. They're to give of themselves. They're to give in that costly way that is the way of Christ Jesus. They're to give healing and health, we see, hope, life, love, the rest, right? They're going out as an outpouring of the love of God that they are embodying themselves. You know, but here, this is not the only way that even St. Luke describes the church and its evangelizing purposes, a mission, right? Even in the Acts of the Apostles, you have the people holding everything in common, right? So it's a different mode of being for a different people. But what is the thing that binds them together? It's the gospel of Christ Jesus. Right? It's to say, okay, Jesus is king. Fine, then the rest, okay? And this is like my instruction from the pulpit for, you know, all the years that I've been here, right? Is to say, Jesus is king, go and figure out the rest, okay? So if you don't want to listen to me, yeah, I'm looking around, yeah. You're tired, I get it, okay? I'm tired too, okay? But whatever, let's go, you know? Jesus is king. And then what do we do in response to the fact that Jesus is king? That is the entire edifice of the church. That's our entire life as Christians, is to say, Jesus is king. Okay, now live into the kingship of Christ, yeah? So the great thing is that, you know, and it's implicated in this passage as well, we're not on our own to figure that out. Yet, again, the proclamation has come to us. We've received it. We're submitting ourselves to the rule of Christ Jesus. Yeah, but it's not on us to figure out what that means. And it's not on, by the way, it's not on me to figure out what that means for you either. What we have here is the harvest is abundant, the laborers are few. Ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. What is he saying? He's saying pray. Saying pray. Sure. And the idea is, right, when you're in that mode of harvest, laborers, master, and the like, you're already living into the plan of God. The idea is that you've been called by Christ to give yourself whole and entire to God and for his purposes. Yeah? This is master, laborer, harvest. Yeah? We're laborers. We are laborers. And we're going to the master to ask him. We need direction. We don't know what to do, right? But we're giving ourselves to you whole and entire, right? Everything we have and are, Lord, is yours. We give ourselves to you. Yeah? And we recognize that what you have given us, our very selves, and every good thing besides, is meant to be used for your purposes. It's meant to be used for your harvest, and also the gathering in of all peoples. Yeah, so we're caught up in that plan, and we live into it, we grow into it by prayer. But prayer is chiefly, I mean, one, chiefly it's God loving us into life. Yeah, but it's also our giving ourselves over to God, whole and entire. Our praying from the heart, yeah, surrendering myself to him and to his rule. Submitting myself to him, to his direction, giving myself over to him and his providence, that I know that he's going to provide for me, right? As he gives me the mission, so too he's going to sustain me and animate me in that mission. Yeah, so it's to be caught up into the plan and purposes of God. This is why we pray. And then it's by prayer, it's by living faithfully the mission that God is entrusting to us. Right, in Jesus and by his direction, by his sustenance, his support. It's by living that faithfully day by day that we advance the purposes of God, right? That we faithfully harvest the field and giving witness to God, draw more people to him that they might labor in the same cause, the cause of Christ Jesus, which again, you know, by St. Luke's telling and by Jesus' command, is to give life and hope and healing and strength to the entire world.